With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For the novelist James Clavell, his first university was a place called Changi. It was a place of learning, but not of education, for Changi was a Japanese prisoner of war camp in Singapore during World War II.
It was about as near you can get to being dead and still being alive.
James Clavell was 17 and a British naval officer when he was captured by the Japanese. He was just over 20 when he was freed in 1945.
So long as I can relate back to Changi, I'm in balance. Because what can they do to me that hasn't already been done to me?
After the war, Clavell suppressed the nightmare of Changi. In 1962, as a movie writer and director, he found himself out of work because of a writer's strike. His wife insisted that he spend the empty days writing about Changi.
I had just started telling stories about Changi and the conditions. And so she said, well, go write a novel. I said, well, I was going to lie in the sun. She said, no, go in the room and come out with five pages.
James Clavell sat down at the typewriter and his opening sentence paraphrased a line from Shakespeare's Othello.
The first line is, I'm going to get that bloody bastard if it's the last thing I do in my life. Once I started it, it came out in a tremendous rush.
The book that James Clavell wrote about the brutality of the prison camp was King Rat.
There's a sequence in King Rat where this fellow is giving lectures on whales and how they mate and so forth, and he's going into ecstasies about this. Well, it's a true story. Like all of King Rat, all of the incidents were what I witnessed.
The novels Taipan, Shogun, and Noble House followed. In James Clavell's latest book, Whirlwind, a group of Western helicopter pilots becomes caught up in the revolution that followed the fall of the Shah of Iran. Whirlwind is now an Avon paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Born into a British military family, James Clavell's own military career was cut short because of an injured leg, but not until after he had spent 3.5 years as a Japanese prisoner in World War II. Back in England, he paid a visit one day to a movie studio and witnessed a film director at work, a director Clavell describes as a nasty little man.
He said, cut! And everybody went into shock, you know. I thought it was a wonderful way of life. So
ordering people around.
Well, I was used to ordering people around, but sure, not with so much dignity.
So Clavell decided the best way to get into the movies was by writing screenplays.
I went to Hollywood, and they said, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a screenwriter. And I, of course, if you say it with my accent, it sounds as though it's right.
James Clavell's first screen credit was for writing a grade B science fiction film called The Fly, which became a minor classic and which awed his 10-year-old daughter.
She said, did you write The Fly? So I said, yes, I did. She said, did you really write The Fly? I said, yes, Holly. She said, gee. And I, in her opinion, had grown 9 feet.
After writing his novel, King Rat, James Clavell turned out a string of best-selling books and TV miniseries, including Taipan, Shogun, and Noble House. Clavell became a U.S. citizen in 1963.
I came here with no friends and an old typewriter, and look what I achieved.
James Clavell's latest achievement was selling his novel, Whirlwind, to Morrow for a record $5 million. While the critics dismissed Whirlwind as long-winded and tedious, Clavell's readers did not, and immediately installed Whirlwind on the bestseller list. It's now an Avon paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. James Clavell sold his novel, Whirlwind, to Morrow for a record $5 million. The sale came after an auction in which another publisher offered $6 million, but with a payout spread over so many years that Clavell turned it down. Was Whirlwind worth $5 million? That's a question still unanswered, but reportedly, Morrow needs to sell 800,000 hardcovers and 1.5 million paperbacks to break even. Here's James Clavell.
The money notwithstanding, I can guarantee you, any of my readers, anybody who's enjoyed any of my books, will relish Whirlwind, because it's as good as I can do.
The novel is set in Iran after the fall of the Shah.
I knew that I wanted to write a story about a multinational group of helicopter pilots who were caught in this revolution just after the Shah has left and just after Khomeini has returned.
Clavell says Whirlwind revealed itself to him in much the same way it does to the reader. The opening words, for example.
I saw this picture of this man on the mountainside, and I watched what he did, and I watched him pick up the gun and blaze it off at the helicopter, shrieking, Satan, you know, and that's in just the first few lines.
Clavell writes long books, and in length, Whirlwind at 1,100 pages is his biggest.
They may appear big in size, but when you consider it, it's four or five or six novels in one. Whirlwind, for instance, 1,100 pages or whatever it is. I know I am trying to give them value for money because conservatively in the average reader would spend 2 or 3 weeks perhaps reading one of my books.
Despite mixed reviews, Whirlwind found itself a comfortable perch on the bestseller list. It's now an Avon paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.